This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
There have been many reports of scams recently submitted to the Price County Sheriff's Office, and they would like you to be aware of some of the most common ones. A few of them are receiving a text or email that you have unpaid tolls in Wisconsin, or you have an unpaid warrant that needs to be paid or you will be arrested. A second type involves receiving an innocent text from someone, where they apologize for mistakenly texting you, then try striking up a conversation. Afterwards, they usually request that you go to a chat room or other site. And a third type is by way of computer. You get pop-ups saying your computer is under attack or has been compromised. A pop-up box appears with a number to call to fix the problem, however that number is a fake. Those are just a few types of scam calls that they receive, and they do ask that you contact your local law enforcement to report any suspicious activity relating to scams. To help identify scams, on January 13th at 11:30 a.m., there's going to be a potluck lunch at the YMCA here in Park Falls, where Sergeant Zubek from the Park Falls Police Department will be speaking on what to look for and how senior citizens can protect themselves from unwanted scams. Once again, this is taking place January 13th at 11:30 a.m. over at the YMCA of the Northwoods. And you can check out the YMCA's Facebook page for more details. Freezing rain and sleet accumulations can mean treacherous travel this time of year. But how does it form? Meteorologist Brittany Merlot breaks it down.
When a warm-up in winter is headed into the state, it nudges in and it slides above the cold air mass already in place. Now, how thick that warm layer is and where you're located while the process is underway determines if you'll get snow, sleet, freezing rain, or regular rain. It gets tricky with freezing rain and sleet. Both start off falling as a raindrop through the warm air above. Depending how thick the layer of cold air is at the surface means the more time the raindrop has to freeze, where you get sleet, a frozen raindrop. But if the cold air is hugging only the ground, then the raindrop freezes on contact, creating a coating of ice on whatever the raindrops touch, including cars, sidewalks, streets, and even trees. Ice accumulates quickest on bridges, overpasses, and ramps, as the cold air is able to rush underneath them, freezing them faster. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
For you parents out there working with your teen to help them learn how to drive, it's important to keep teen driver safety in mind. Teen drivers are mostly involved in crashes due to experience and risk-taking, and data shows that teens are 3 times more likely to engage in risky behavior when driving with multiple passengers. In 2023, 2,611 people were killed in crashes involving a teen driver, 15 to 18 years old. In 2023, 2,611 people were killed in crashes involving a teen driver, while 87,074 were injured in crashes. Remind your teens to buckle up, slow down, stay off their phones, and try to limit passengers to avoid distractions while they're learning. You can find this on the NHTSA's Facebook page. Saturday, February 7th, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., you're invited out to the Candlelight Hike and Ski over at the Flambeau Hills Trailhead. This is a 1.1-mile loop trail, and it will be groomed, tracked, and lit with candles. The trail is for skiers or hikers and winds through the heart of the forest. It is wide enough for diagonal striders and skate skiers. Hiking and snowshoeing are also permitted during this event. Picnic tables and a large barbecue grill will be available near the trailhead for those who wish to cook food. Food and warm refreshments will be provided, and they do ask that no pets be brought along. You can find the trailhead on County Highway W, 21 miles west of Phillips and 15 miles east of Winter. For more information, you can contact Kala Haxeth of the DNR at 715-890-0856. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, February 7th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. over at the Flambeau Hills Trailhead. And yes, this event is free. No trail pass is required. A bill in the state legislature could turn control over energy projects, specifically solar and wind projects, over to local municipalities. Here's Isabella Nieto with more.
A Marathon County resolution could ask the State Counties Association to help get it passed. Twin bills in the state Senate and Assembly would require local approval for certain wind and solar projects before the Public Service Commission can approve them.
At a high level, what the legislation does, and it's in the packet, it is allows for those municipalities for projects that are over, as I understand it, over 100 megawatts.
That's Marathon County Administrator Lance Leonard speaking at an infrastructure committee meeting yesterday. Under the resolution, Leonard would be responsible for asking the Wisconsin Counties Association to lobby for the bill on Marathon County's behalf.
It allows for the municipality to essentially take action to restrict the project from moving forward outside of involvement through the PSC public hearing.
District 29 Supervisor Chris Dickinson supported passing the resolution.
But I think it ties in with lots of the conversations that we've had about local control, particularly when it comes to, I would say, the county and that, you know, being a arm of the state.
The resolution comes as Alliant Energy is working to set up a 150-megawatt wind farm in Marathon County. According to their website, a proposed timeline slates the company to submit a permit application to the PSC this year. If the legislation passes, Marathon County local municipalities would be able to approve or deny the project. The resolution passed out of the committee and heads to the full county board at the end of the month.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Bucks battle the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks and the Lakers tonight in Los Angeles. Milwaukee coming off a 120-113 loss to Golden State. Doc Rivers.
Yeah, just too many breakdowns. I just thought they made all the tough plays, all the loose balls, all the big rebounds, play through contact, and I didn't think we did that.
The Badgers on the road against Michigan tomorrow at noon. UW Parkside in Kenosha announces they'll have a women's flag football team next year. Parkside, the first Wisconsin college to offer scholarships for women's flag football. NFL, the Packers and Bears kick off tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Soldier Field. It's the third time in just over a month the two teams have played each other.
It's a playoff atmosphere. Everybody's going to be a little more chippy. You know, the edge is going to be there. The emotion is going to be there. And, you know, it's win or go home. So I definitely expect it to be a good game. But hopefully we on the good side of that.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high of 32 this afternoon. The wind out of the west to northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 18 for a low. Tomorrow, cloudy with some light snow. We'll get a half inch or less of accumulation. With a high tomorrow right around 24. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm.